Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've got theories, or at least I've got scenarios cooked up in my head that could really make the CFP committee's job very, very difficult in a couple of weeks. We'll get into those in just a couple of minutes as we're rapidly approaching the final weekend, of the college football regular season. We'll touch on the Heisman market as well in about 20 minutes here on Bet Sweats. First hour, always live on Stadium via the Bally Sports Live app. Make sure you've downloaded it and you're watching the show. Of course, you can always listen inside the Odyssey app or wherever you get your audio. Just search for Bet Sweats and subscribe today. Back into NFL futures at the top of the hour, specifically a couple of interesting divisional numbers that we can kick around. NFL awards 1 hour from now as well. And Blake Topmeyer of USA Today is going to join us in the third hour to talk about just how much impact this Lane Kiffin situation may have on Ole Miss, the Egg Bowl, and the CFP picture in general. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P. We'll get to Ole Miss in a second, Kate. I think what's interesting when we look at some of these odds on making or missing the college football playoff, we're talking about a bunch of bubble teams for the most part, right? We're talking about your BYUs, your Miamis, your Michigans, Vanderbilt, who's probably going to need a lot of help to get into the CFP. Virginia is an interesting one to me, though, that I wanted to look at, because the ACC has been a cluster, you know what, for the bulk of the second half of the season. Miami's the best team in the conference, but in all likelihood will not play in the ACC championship game unless they beat Pitt, and then SMU loses to Cal. They would need a couple other things to happen with a Duke win and Virginia losing to Virginia Tech. It's a disaster. Don't try to figure out the ACC championship game scenarios outside of SMU and Virginia win, and they are in. So Miami is still plus 240 to make the college football playoff. What's interesting to me is that Virginia is not priced altogether that much differently. Virginia's plus 195 to go to the CFP. They've already been in one set of rankings. I think it was the first or second set of rankings. And if they win, they're in the ACC championship game, most likely against a three-loss SMU or maybe a three-loss Pitt team. And it feels like all Virginia has to do is beat Virginia Tech and then take care of business in that ACC championship game. Again, the conference at the top has been a cluster all year long, but almost 2-1 on the team that seems to have the inside line into earning the conference's only CFP bid just seems to stand out to me at that price.
Yeah, that does stand out to you. I mean, essentially what we're saying is all Virginia needs to do is beat a 3-8 Virginia Tech team, and Virginia's at home this weekend, and they're in the ACC championship game, and then
exactly,
you know, it's a one game sample size. Whoever wins that goes. And Miami's, I mean, playing Pitt this weekend. That's at Pitt. That's not an easy game. Mm-hmm. So, this, like, my mind gets so jumbled with all of this stuff, Chris. It's such a mess. So if Miami
join
loses
the club
this weekend, right? It's SMU and Virginia in the ACC title game, correct?
If they both win, it's SMU and Virginia. Yes.
Okay.
Now,
so to make
if either
playoffs,
one of
yes,
them loses, and Pitt beats Miami, which would be an upset, even though it's in Pittsburgh, and Pitt beats Miami, Pitt would be in. Now, you want to go farther down the rabbit hole? Let's go. Come on. Bring your flashlight. If Pitt loses to Miami and the door opens with an SMU or Virginia loss, then we start to talk about Miami getting into the ACC championship game, which I think the committee would really like that to happen. They would like to see Miami work their way into the ACC championship game via some convoluted scenario, and then just win the ACC championship game. And then the best team in the ACC is also your ACC champ and your representative. But I don't know how likely that is, again, given that SMU is playing a Cal team that just fired their head coach, and Virginia is playing, like you mentioned, a 3-win Virginia Tech team.
Like, with everything you just laid out, take the easy path. Like, don't make this harder than it needs to be. I would not bet Miami right now, because so much has to go wrong/right for Miami in order for them to get in. Like, take Virginia +195. That's the better number over SMU, or take SMU and you know, take one of those two. Don't try and get too cute by taking Miami and hope that the cards fall in your favor, because more than likely it's not happening based on the opponents that those SMU and Virginia are playing.
Yeah, and then you're essentially getting almost a 2-1 money line bet on Virginia in the ACC championship game over SMU.
Great call.
Which I guarantee, when the lines come out next week, if that's the matchup, it's not going to be a 2-1 money line on Virginia to win the ACC championship game against SMU. So that's in essence what you're betting on. I know they need to beat Virginia Tech. I know it's a rivalry game, but it's just the logic and the pricing all points in that direction. Now, the other scenario that has been rattling around in my brain, and this is not ACC related. Thank God we can put that conference to the side for the next few minutes. There is a very interesting possibility at hand. And again, we're going to talk to Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today, at 11 Eastern, so in about 90 minutes from now. But he's been all over the Lane Kiffin situation, and Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss aren't going to announce anything about how much muddier or clearer his situation may be until after the Egg Bowl against Mississippi State. But let's say, just for the sake of argument, that Ole Miss trips up against Mississippi State in Starkville this weekend, okay? So they get a second loss. And let's assume, again, that Oklahoma takes care of business against LSU. Bama takes care of Auburn in the Iron Bowl. I know that's always closer to a coin flip than it should be as well. But let's just play that scenario out. You've got three of those SEC teams at two losses. And here's the catch. Yeah, Ole Miss beat Oklahoma in Norman. And yeah, Oklahoma beat Bama in Tuscaloosa. But Bama and Ole Miss did not meet this season. And strength of schedule heavily favors Bama and Oklahoma over Ole Miss. Plus, the worst of each team's two losses would by far be Ole Miss to Mississippi State, if that happened. My point is, there's a distinct possibility that one of these teams could be on the outside looking in. You're saying, well, wait, Chris, I mean, even if all three of them have two losses, they're still getting in. How's that? Come on, two-loss SEC team, they're in. Well, not my friends. I'm doing the Brian Windhorst fingers right now. Not my friends if BYU pulls off an upset against Texas Tech in next week's Big 12 championship game, the presumptive Big 12 championship game. And I know BYU lost in Lubbock, and it wasn't necessarily pretty at times. But that's how the Big 12 steals a bid, in essence, from the SEC. I know it's a convoluted scenario, but when I look at the prices and I see Ole Miss almost 5-1 to miss the playoffs and BYU 2-1 to make the playoffs, that's where I start to go, again, pull out the Windhorst fingers and go, maybe there's an opportunity here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that the committee leaves out Texas Tech, even with the loss in the Big 12 championship game, based on how they've played this year. Like, I could feel fairly confident saying that you lose in a conference championship game to a, what, top 11 team, a team that you already beat handedly early on in the season. They're not leaving Texas Tech out. Then you go to the two-loss SEC teams, and I think you have to go strength of schedule. That's what the committee talks about all the time, is strength of schedule. And Ole Miss just doesn't have that. Oklahoma certainly does. And if you look at the at Oklahoma's loss against Texas, like, I know you can't really, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but like, that was the game John Mateer came back from his hand surgery. Am I right? Like, he didn't look very good in that game. That's one of your losses to a Texas team that was, I mean, preseason ranked number one. That probably doesn't matter at all right now. But that could be an argument, is that your quarterback wasn't fully healthy in that game. So after that Texas game, South Carolina, yeah, you handled them. But then you had four straight ranked opponents and handled all of them. Actually, no, I'm sorry. You lost Ole Miss, one of those being.
Right.
I think you have to go Oklahoma just based on the strength of schedule.
I mean, Oklahoma right now, fifth in strength of schedule. Alabama, ninth. Ole Miss is 33rd. So it's entirely possible. And man, would this not just absolutely burn Ole Miss fans if not only did the Lane Kiffin distraction lead to a possible loss to Mississippi State, but then you were to somehow fall out of the playoff picture to a team that you beat in their house in Oklahoma? I can already hear the Feinbaum show the day after those final CFP rankings come out. It would be pure chaos from the folks in Oxford, Mississippi. But I do think, look.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
A lot of things have to happen for us to get there, including, like I mentioned, you've got to get BYU, Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game, which presumably will happen, and a BYU upset of the Red Raiders in that game. But I don't think that's entirely wild to consider. The point is, that scenario is out there, and I don't think it's altogether insane to suggest these things could happen. Likely? No, probably not. But is there some probability in there that may match up with, like I said, an almost 5-1 price on Ole Miss to miss the CFP? Yeah, I think it's out there.
I mean, so what these prices are telling me is that they think Bama has a shot to lose this weekend in the Iron Bowl, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing that keeps Bama out at this point, is a loss this weekend at Auburn. Yeah, and even that may not do it. I mean, you would think, but if things got crazy, I guess they could still back in. But yeah, that's the only thing that keeps Bama out right now.
It's the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, distractions at Ole Miss with all the Lane Kiffin stuff, like it would not be totally shocking if they lost. Oregon's interesting. I think Oregon, based on beating USC last weekend, that was their, I mean, had they lost that game, they would be completely out. And now they still have a shot to make the Big Ten championship game. Obviously, like Michigan would have to beat Ohio State. We don't foresee that happening, but we haven't didn't foresee that happening the last four seasons, right?
Right.
I'm not sure I wouldn't be betting on that at all. So yeah, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Bama, I would go Ole Miss as well.
Yeah, it just looking at the prices were what caught my eye. It was like I was like a cat with a shiny object, and I just started batting at it and trying to come up with the scenarios of how Ole Miss could miss the playoff. Not because I want them to miss the playoff necessarily, just because I think that scenario is out there and exists. One of the longer money shots to make the playoffs of the teams that are still listed, James Madison. I'm just going to be honest, Kate. I'm not going to try to figure out the group of five participant. I'm not. It's been different almost every week of the playoff rankings. Yes, there's a chance that JMU could sneak in there if the American Conference got really upside down in the last couple of weeks, but Tulane and North Texas most likely, I think, meeting in the American Championship game. I would think the winner of that probably by default backs into the group of five spot. James Madison's strength of schedule, I want to say, is like 123rd or something like that in the country. That's what happens when you play in the Sun Belt. So I'm not, even at 8-1, I'm not betting JMU to make the playoff. I think it'd be a fun story. It'd be great, but I don't see it happening. And like I said, I'm not trying to figure out the American Conference because literally the tiebreakers come down to which team could come down to which team is ranked higher by the CFP committee. It's nonsense in the American Conference. So I'm not trying to figure that out.
Heather Dinich put out an article this morning on ESPN.com about all of these, you know, the scenarios. The group of five, so her would-be in category is Tulane. Still in the mix, East Carolina, James Madison, Navy, North Texas, South Florida. Like, I don't think anyone should try and figure that out. And she writes, five teams from the American are still eligible to play in the conference championship game. And there's multiple type, like there is no figuring it out right now. It's a mess. It's a complete hodgepodge. Unless you have been following group of five teams like solely all season long and feel like you have a great handle on this, I'm not betting into anything group of five related to make the playoffs. Even though those, I mean, that you get some pretty good prices. Like you said, James Madison plus 825, that's not too shabby, but I don't know what's going on. And there's way too many variables and scenarios that could happen for me to want to lay any money on that.
Yeah. So I'm not touching that at all. Notre Dame, it still 8-1 to miss the playoff. I think, look, they've got Stanford this weekend. There's always a question about not having a conference championship game and how that may affect where they sit in the rankings after those championship games play out. I would look at it though and say, it's not necessarily their playoff chances that take the biggest hit from not having a conference championship game. I think they're solidly in. Again, assuming a Stanford win, they are definitely in. It's more about one individual player on their team and what's affected for him because of no conference championship game. We'll get into the Heisman watch and discuss that next right here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save.
Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.